Welcome to Health is Not a Club podcast. This is challenge number 4. I'm Dawn Delahoney, health coach and personal trainer. This is an evidence-based behavior change program, not a diet. So I'm going to start by telling you, you should be so proud of yourself. If you've gotten to challenge number 4, that means you're owning your own health. You can get help from other people, but it's got to be you, and you're doing it. So being ready for challenge 4 means you've accomplished 1, 2, and 3. So that means you've weighed yourself one time this week, you've begun tracking your food completely and accurately and honestly, and you're beginning to pursue activities that you enjoy that don't involve food. Something that may be happening without you realizing it is you're beginning to learn what portion sizes look like. And I got to tell you, this is going to help you when you're in situations where you're not able to measure, like at a restaurant. So good job, you. Now, if you haven't accomplished the previous challenges, you have to give yourself another week to do that because it is so important to set this foundation. We have to know what you're consuming, and everything we're doing from this point on is going to build on it. So no shame in that, but if you haven't accomplished 1, 2, and 3, give yourself another week and get that done. So assuming you've got mission accomplished for those first 3 challenges, even if you haven't done it perfectly, but you've got a rhythm going, we can move on to challenge number 4. Oftentimes, people will begin to modify what they eat based just upon having to log it, because I know you're being honest about what you're logging, and it's hard to log a whole box of Oreos. So you may discover that you're already modifying what you're eating, and that's awesome. And I gotta say, if you're not being honest with your tracking, you're just playing a game here, and this is not going to work for you. You have to come to terms with what you're eating. Whether you already feel better or maybe not so much, I guarantee that you will after this challenge because this is a big one. Up until now, you've just been tracking your food, but now we're going to start diving into what's in what you're eating. Remember, your body already knows what you're eating. Tracking what you're eating allows your brain to know what you're eating so that you can strategize to give yourself everything you need to be healthy without giving yourself all the excess. So we'll start out with, what is a calorie? A calorie is simply a measure of energy. If you consume more energy or calories than you expend, your body will store the excess in body fat. Now your body is constantly burning calories by everything it has to do just to stay alive. And by what you do in a normal day, even the effort that you got to put forth to digest your food burns calories. And of course, exercise burns even more. But now in order to lose weight, we have to make sure that we're burning more than we're consuming. The recommended rate of sustainable weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds per week. The weight was not gained in a week, and we're not going to lose it in a week. So be patient with yourself. So just keep in mind that excess weight is unused and stored energy. And we know that being overweight or obese increases a risk for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Funny little side note, when you're at the grocery store and you see an energy bar, make that translation in your brain. What they really mean is it's a calorie bar. And they're not going to sell so many if they call it that. But the truth is, when we're trying to lose weight, having something that's very dense in calories, like an energy bar, is most often not very helpful. Now, 1 extra pound of weight represents an extra 3,500 calories. In order to lose 1 to 2 of these pounds per week, your calorie consumption will have to be cut by 500 to 1,000 calories per day. So what does that mean we're aiming for here? Research has given us the following guideline as a starting point to lose this 1 to 2 pounds per week. And if you're using an app to track your food, it's probably already giving you a suggested goal. Just double check and make sure it lines up with our research. So here it is. If you currently weigh less than 174 pounds, then your calorie goal per day is 1,200 calories. If you're between 175 and 219, your calorie goal is 1,500 calories. If you weigh between 220 and 249, your daily calorie goal is 1,800 calories. And if you currently weigh 250 pounds or more, your daily goal is 2,000 calories. So this is the challenge. We're going to aim for that daily calorie goal. It may be hard to hit the number at first, but you're just going to keep working to get as close as possible. And the warning here is don't try and undercut it, because guaranteed you will sabotage yourself in the long run. Shoot for that number. This means that as you're looking at food labels, you're going to be paying attention to calories, per serving size. That's going to help you track this accurately. Now, we've got three strategies for eating fewer calories. First strategy, as you look over your log of food, you're going to notice that some things are particularly high in calories. We're going to eat those things less often. Simply go through your log, figure out what things are really pushing that number up, and eat less of them. Strategy number two, eat smaller amounts of them. So if you're tracking your salad dressing, generally it's very high in calories. So if you're used to using 4 tablespoons of dressing, try 2 instead. If you have ice cream with some fruit on it, try making the switch in your brain and have a bowl of fruit with just a little bit of ice cream. There's ways that you can reduce the high calorie foods in your diet without actually eliminating them. So third strategy, replace high calorie foods with low calorie foods. If you're having a chicken breast, go for broiled over fried. If you're looking for a snack, go for air popcorn over Cheetos. Making that switch so that you still get the snack, you still get the crunchy satisfaction there, but it's much lower in calories. And overall, we're always leaning towards whole food over processed, prepackaged food. Always lean towards whole food. When you have that choice, pick the whole food. So that's challenge number 4. You're going to weigh yourself one time this week, tracking everything you consume completely, accurately, and honestly. Try to get as close to your calorie goal as possible and get out and get moving. Honestly, for right now, it almost doesn't even matter what activity you're doing. What we're trying to get started here is consistency. So doing something that is going to regularly tap into your excess storage of energy, our ultimate activity goal is going to be a minimum of 30 minutes per day at an intensity of 4 to 6 on a perceived exertion scale of 1 to 10. So that being 10 is I can't breathe and I can't continue this for very long, and 1 being I'm not really doing anything. You're just right in the middle there. That's going to be our goal, is a minimum of 30 minutes per day, right in the middle there. So here's a warning for this challenge. Do not get obsessed about numbers. Get the numbers you need and move on. So you need to weigh yourself just the one time. You have to track the calories. You're aiming for your calorie goal. But after that, let's go live life well this week. Take care.